Well, we do have lots to talk about. Welcome, everybody, to episode 5 of Game Chat Tonight with the Huber Rebels. My name is Ethan.
My name is Jordan.
You got it right this time.
Yeah, I'm getting better.
Or
Five already.
did you still hesitate?
I definitely thought about it, but I didn't.
Damn.
I wasn't at risk of getting it wrong.
Next time, just put like above your camera or above your screen, just put your name. That way you know which one you are.
I need a desk plate with my name on it.
Perfect.
Like an elf. He's like, "Well, buddy, that's my name and that's there so nobody steals it."
Have you seen, it's just a completely off topic, slightly morbid comment, but where my grandpa is?
No.
Have you seen
Yes.
his
Yes.
spot? Yeah, and we have his
Yeah.
desk plate there.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool, weird is what it is.
Yeah. But
I don't hate it.
that's
Anyways,
a topic for a different show. But I
bomb.
have thoughts. Taylor and I had a whole conversation about that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's funny. I did say bomb. I'm not on an airplane, so that's okay. But bombshell news. Did you see who was cast as Shadow the Hedgehog in the upcoming Sonic 3?
Yes, I did.
Pretty epic.
It's perfect, and for some reason I felt like I already knew that, like when it was announced that Keanu Reeves, sorry, I won't keep stringing it along. I was like, why does that just feel like he's already been the part before? Like that didn't seem like news, but yeah, no, I mean Shadow hasn't even been in the movies or the upcoming show at all, so
He hasn't. I think I heard they teased him because we are behind. We have not seen this. You didn't see the second one, right?
yeah, I did.
Oh, I've still not seen the second one, so I need to see the second one. But apparently he was teased.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
Yeah,
it
people.
also ends in a way where people were like, "Oh, well, okay, never mind. I don't want to spoil, but does it matter
Yeah, I mean, I haven't
really?
seen it, so no spoilers.
I won't spoil." Okay, anyways, yeah. But
So the movie ends. It does end. It has an ending.
yes, it does end. I think they set
He's
themselves
perfect.
up for like multiple possible next
Oh,
movies.
okay. Multiverse of Sonic, of Hedgehog.
They said something about that, didn't they? That they wanted to build out like its own universe, and
I mean,
they're
they're
like,
doing
what does
it.
that mean? But they have a lot of characters to tap into, I think, but Rouge and that crocodile and
I think if 10 years ago someone put down a piece of paper and said, Keanu Reeves is Shadow the Hedgehog, Idris Elba is Knuckles, the echidna, Jim Carrey is Eggman, and who's Tails? Is he anybody significant?
I honestly do not know. Who's Sonic is the dude from is John Ralphio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tails. Oh man.
Yeah, I don't see anything here. I want to say is his name Ben Reeves? Is that, well, am I just making that
Tails
up? I
is
am making that up.
Colleen O'Shaughnessy. Colleen O'Shaughnessy.
Is that a woman?
Yeah.
Ben Schwartz. I got his
Ben
first name
Schwartz.
correct.
Yeah.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Well, okay, you say 10 years ago. It feels like 10 years ago that we were seeing that ugly beat
Oh my God.
version of Sonic. Doesn't it? And to go from, let alone the voice actors, to go from that to saying we will have at least 3 movies and a like premiere TV show. That's mind-boggling to me as well.
I still think, and I don't know if you ever heard the conspiracy, that that was never real.
I believe it, 100%.
I fully believe that
I think it's
because
the best marketing campaign, one of the best ever.
genius.
Yeah. Because he was way too fugly to be real. Sonic original look
Oh, I found it.
Sonic.
I've even found an article why the design change.
Dude, there's no way.
Because the speed with which they did it too. It was
Yes.
delayed, but not as long as you would think. I don't know if that's a copy and paste. Regardless, they'll probably never admit it. I can't believe it's only 4 years since that came out.
Since the first one came out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
Yeah,
just over 4 years.
they're cranking these out really fast.
It was right before COVID. 'Cause
It
that was
was.
one of the last real movie theater experiences that I can remember.
When we showed up 10 minutes late, and then we stayed until the first 10 minutes of the next showing just to fill
We
that
didn't
gap.
stay.
We found another
We went
theater.
into another theater that had
Okay.
just was about to start,
Okay.
which I think we should do for every Sonic movie.
Yeah, I'm down. When does this come out?
Oh, I have no idea. I think they just announced casting, so.
Have they not started? Oh no, it comes out this year.
It does? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got a little bit. Is the Knuckles show out yet?
That comes out in like a few days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have a
Well,
widget for my shows. 8 days the Knuckles show comes out. I think I'm
like
gonna watch
we
that
like
too.
oh yeah, no, like we talked about, it's hard to find time to watch everything on our main podcast.
Yeah.
But on the Hero Rebels podcast, check that out for more generic stuff that isn't just video games like Sonic, but also movies apparently. I do want to watch these movies though. I thoroughly enjoyed the first one.
They're exactly what they need to be. They're dumb fun.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not like, the Last of Us style adaptations. They're just silly, goofy, good for kids, but also perfect for adults as well. Like fun video game movies. The second one was really good too.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'll have to let you know what I think once I watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I not without belaboring it. It's just between that and the Mario movie cast and everything we're getting, it's wild how things have changed.
Everyone wants to be a part of these things now. They realize that they're big
Well,
money
they figured
makers and
out.
big popularity machines and popularity
They
machine.
figured out how to do it.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great time to be alive.
Random question. Oh my God, what is that?
That's the best kind of alert I could come up with right now for Platinum Alert. We got a new
Platinum
Platinum.
alert.
Platinum
Okay,
Alert.
I like this. Platinum hair?
No, I platinumed Power Wash Simulator. Oh, that's probably
Hey!
when I should have. Yeah, but
Wait, I'm so
yeah,
confused.
I've.
It's so short. How long is that? I heard
Oh, you're not. Is
eh.
it? It's picking up better on my end. Sorry, it's a
Okay.
ta-da noise. It's like a curtain
Ta-da!
being closed. Ta-da.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm finally done. I can wash my hands of that game and play something else
Power
finally
wash
because
your
it
hands.
really
Power wash.
had a chokehold on my entire life. Anytime I sat down on my PlayStation, I wanted to play that.
Are you sad to walk away from it?
Nah. If there's ever a good like expansion pack, I'll jump back in. Like I'm kind of working on the Back to the Future one a little bit, but especially since I have to pay for all of them too. I'm good to be done. Unless you
That's
want to
true.
play it together sometime or something, but
Maya literally was like, "You know, I think I want to play that power wash game."
I can't believe how obsessed I was with it. I had it for free for some reason, and I threw it on one day and I never looked back.
So what's next?
Probably I gotta finish Spider-Man.
Oh, that's right, 'cause you have that.
I have
Unlike
that.
me.
I'm like halfway through. It just isn't fully grabbing me, really, honestly. But I need to finish it so I feel like I tied that loose end, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I the whole culture of like starting or juggling 15 different games at once, like I can't do it. Imagine trying to watch three different movies. I'm gonna watch 20 minutes of this movie. No, I'm gonna watch 20 minutes of this movie. No, I'm gonna go back and watch 15 minutes of the other movie. Like would be put in an institution right. if somebody heard that that's what you were doing. Granted, games are 50 hours, but like I need to finish that story. The yeah. game, the controls too, on top of it. Everybody always talks about how hard it is to like put down a certain control scheme and then pick that back up. Yeah, that's big for me. So what's next? You said Spider-Man.
Spider-Man or what like for Platinum or something?
No, for gaming. I was gonna say probably Fallout.
It's gonna be Fallout once the update comes out, which is soon, I think, right?
Yeah, the 25th.
25th. So yeah. More week. Once that comes out, I have it downloaded. I am ready to start that journey. I'm very excited.
Well, we finally started 76.
We did. And it's great. I loved it. I didn't really fully understand what it was even.
Yeah.
But that was my first ever hands-on experience of like walking out of my first vault, and making the character was very interesting. There's so many different tweaks and stuff, and I like my guy. And we, after a little bit of hiccups, we saw each other out in the world, and we started shooting stuff and looking for stuff. And I'm excited to explore that world with you.
Yeah, I am all about it. I think I'd mentioned before, yeah, I did Fallout 4. I'm very excited to jump back into that. Just found out, Levin texted me, they're expanding the Fallout 76 map even more. They're gonna add like a huge new area on the southern border.
Oh wow.
So that game is alive and kicking.
It's very alive.
Especially with the injection of this show now and this new interest, I feel like that game's got
legs.
Yeah, legs. Skyline Valley.
Dude, map everything expansion,
Skyline Valley.
Everything in Fallout just sounds so cool. I love
Yeah.
I love their like naming scheme of things, and it feels kind of old, but everything sounds happy. Skyline Valley, but it's obviously a terrible place probably to be. I love that dichotomy.
It's apparently very large, and people are saying it looks very cool.
Really?
When does that come out? I don't know. I think it'll be out by the time we get to whatever point we are to get there, but I just want to keep exploring. I've never like it just has clicked. It's just, I think it's just finally clicked. And I'm actually glad you remind. I forgot the update was coming next week, because like I am tempted to just fire it up tonight.
I know. I really want to. Yeah. So
honestly, it might be worth it. I think the only change is 60 FPS, but
yeah, it's no features or anything, right? It's just performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll use this little window to try and finish something else, and then I think I'm all in on Fallout 4, and then 76 whenever we can get the chance. I remember you saying it may be too much to try and play both at once. I don't think so. I think Fallout could become one of my like favorite IP ever.
There's a rumored that they're remaking or remastering Fallout 3.
Okay.
Which I think we talked about before as well. I very much want to play that. So that's like perfect. Like I'll wait till they remaster that. It runs apparently pretty well on Xbox Series X. You can't play it on PlayStation because it was PS3.
Right.
But they do have backwards compatible through on Xbox on Series X, and it's on Game Pass because it's Bethesda.
Well, I was gonna say I'm very happy also though that these games came out before Bethesda was like Xbox first party, right? Because that means I do have them on my PlayStation, otherwise they would have never come out there. So
it's interesting. We'll see. Fallout 5 might be Xbox exclusive.
I would think. Who knows what's gonna happen in 10 years, but
exactly.
God, it sucks so much that's how long it's going to take. It's It's so unbelievably hot right now. And
but there's, it will, if this is like the lob and they'll dunk it down later.
Will the audience still be there though to watch that dunk?
Yes.
I think everyone will have gone home.
Because they're growing that audience. You're not going to go away. You're in now.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be on season 4 of the show by the time that game comes out.
Right? I hope. So what did you think of the show?
Yeah, I finished it today. I love it. It is a little bit... I have a few like pacing issues, and I just think it's a little bit kind of strung out. I either wanted more episodes or for it to be tighter. But like for as much happened over those 8 episodes, I think I wanted like a little bit more, but I love it, and I'm all in on season 2 that they're going to do that even better. I think, and I assume all of the characters I ended up liking more by the end. There's some that I hated that I ended up really liking, and there's some that I like that I ended up loving. It kind of does a good job of, even though it does take place in a specific time in the entire Fallout timeline, they do a good job of telling the whole story of Fallout with just this story.
I heard there's,
which is
like
really cool,
lore revelations in this, which I'm very like that haven't been touched before, which I am a lore obsessive person.
I remember you saying you've read more lore about Fallout than like anything. So I'm fascinated to know what you think of this, because a lot of the stuff I may not have realized the implications of them because I don't know anything. But
yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like I could probably give you a rough timeline of like what led up to the bombs dropping and the conflicts with Russia and China and Alaska. And like it's so good.
They mention Alaska like a little bit in this. You should tell me that sometime, because I'm very curious how
go
much
down the rabbit
of that
hole.
Lines
it's
up
on,
with this. Oh, I
it's
will.
It's all on Wikipedia. It's
I will.
So fun to read about. It's such a great alternate history concept. It's because Fallout is, if transistors were used for everything, like if transistor technology, I think they didn't shrink it down to silicon or something like that.
Because, okay, just tell me this. What year did the bombs drop? Roughly.
2077? Something like
really?
That.
Really? Okay. But why does everything still look like 50s? Or is that an aesthetic that they chose for this show?
Think of like transistor radios, transistors in the 50s and stuff. It's that technology, and it didn't like change. It just, instead of it evolving, it just grew like sideways. And
because they're very advanced, but everything still looks very retro, and it's amazing. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's very unique.
Okay. So I was still thinking it was like the bombs dropped in 1950, they were just really advanced. But no, it's still future for us, but their aesthetic never changed.
There's a split in the, like all of history is the same until like a certain point. And that's like the differentiating point. And it's been a while, so I'm not fresh on it, but it's something along those lines.
All the different like kind of, all the companies and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
All the warring factions and stuff is very, very cool. I can't wait.
Steel.
Yes, that's something I had no idea was a thing. I remember seeing that metal suit of armor as the cover for Fallout 4, and I've seen it in some other stuff, but I never knew what that meant. I didn't know there was that whole group of people up above that, like that weird cult, basically.
About to go play Fallout 4 tonight.
Oh, man.
I'm going to wait, though. I
love it. Oh. So, what'd your grandma think?
She was super into it. I walked in it and I saw the mushroom clouds and I was like, oh, let me get back. She's like, oh my God. And then I came back later because she watched like 4 episodes in one night and she was like, it's weird. Why is there so many weird things like in it. Is the game weird? Is the weird? And I was just like, yeah. Like,
And
yes.
what did she watch it because like it was on the front page of Amazon and
I
it
think so.
just drew in? Did she know it was a video game?
I don't know. I when she just started it, I told her and I was like, "You bought me Fallout 3." I
Oh,
still
wow.
remember she bought me Fallout 3. It was the collector's edition. It had the like Velcro open booklet, not booklet, like cardboard
Yeah.
on PS3, and it was just beautiful. It's one of the few games that I want to buy new just to.
Oh, I think I remember seeing this at your house.
But I got rid of it at some point because I like tried to play it and I just didn't it didn't click.
I need all this stuff. I need a little Vault Boy bobblehead. I need a Vault Tech mug. I'm
I think
so
wait a
in.
little. Do it slowly.
I
It's like
know.
when a restaurant opens. And then they open, I think I've given this analogy before, and then they open 50 locations and then face plant.
I mean,
Anyway.
I'll wait and see if I actually connect with the game. I'm assuming I'm going
I think
to,
that,
but I
yeah.
might not because I know I get overwhelmed with this stuff and maybe I don't like RPGs, honestly. But I think this is the one for me.
I've bounced off in the past, but I've gone through some kind of change where, like, I want to be in the world and
Yeah.
I'm down to, like, figure out how that works. And I think 76 will be a good way for us to kind of, like, figure that out together, too, and then bleed into four. Like, I think it'll actually, this will be an interesting weave back and forth.
For sure.
And if it becomes too much, I'll put it down like I did for the last 10 years.
You
Rip.
still have time to beat it before the
Yeah.
next one, like I have time to beat Tears of the Kingdom. It's okay.
Yeah, and this is also getting me kind of excited to play Starfield again.
I was
I'm not
thinking
gonna
the
lie.
same thing that I want to play Fallout to get my motor up and running to feel comfortable playing Starfield.
That's also how I'm feeling. Maybe even
And
Skyrim one day.
maybe by that point, what but whenever I finish Fallout, maybe that new Xbox will come out and I'll get that. And then I'll download
Perfect.
Starfield on that and play it down here because I could play it on my computer, but I just don't want to. I can't be bothered.
That's fair.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
What were you gonna say real quick?
I was just gonna say, I forgot to tell you I lost my arm.
Yeah, it is. It's very, you look like Luke when he's laying there without his arm
Anakin?
on Cloud City. And Anakin.
Oh.
Actually, maybe more Anakin, yeah. When he like ragdolls into that weird pit. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, you were saying.
Just to bounce off this real quick, just to kind of pad out this first section. I remember I was asking you about Fallout 1 and 2 and like what those looked like. Maybe it was just Fallout 1 and you were telling me it was
Okay.
that weird kind of like top-down look, very different from
Yes.
what the current
Yes.
games are, right? And I was just thinking for the people who fell in love with Fallout 1, whoever those people are. They played Fallout 1 and they're like,
Okay.
"Man, I hope I get more Fallout someday." And then they get things like Fallout 3 and New Vegas and 4 where it's like first person, you're living it, you're the one exploring it, that kind of progression. What is that next progression that will like blow our minds, do you think? Like, what does the next dimension of games look like? Or an example that you can think of, because there has to be something, but.
I think that's a great question. And I'll tell you exactly what I think it is right when we come back from this short break.
If you like what we do, we'd really appreciate if you'd consider supporting us on Patreon. Now more than ever, small independent teams need all the help they can get, and we'd love to have you join the rebellion.
Joining us on Patreon can get you a wide array of perks, starting with our one-star tier. Joining this tier will get you voting rights for Movie Madness, our weekly journey through an actor's entire filmography.
Our two-star tier will give you extended episodes of the Huber Rebels podcast, Game Chat Tonight, and Movie Madness, both ad-free and a day early. Plus, you can write into those shows for a chance to have your questions and comments read on the podcast.
The three-star tier delivers the most value with our Patreon-exclusive shows. You will get a monthly episode of Crossword Struggle and Climbing the Ranks. And we have more exclusive shows planned to add even more value to this tier.
Next, as a four-star rebel, your name will be listed in an on-screen shout-out on each of our weekly scheduled shows.
Finally, you can be one of only 24 people to be considered a founding rebel. You will receive a limited edition founding rebel t-shirt. Your name will be read on each of our shows as a founding rebel, and you will forever be remembered as one of the very few people to truly help start the rebellion.
Visit patreon.com/HuberRebels for more information. Thank you so much for your support, and back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for checking out our Patreon. Don't forget to subscribe and support us if you can.
Throw dollars at us.
Just throw it. See what happens. Give us good questions, topics, all kinds of stuff to talk about. So, what's the next evolution of games? So, I where my head was going when you said that, I have two other, like, moments, maybe a few other moments. When Mario went from Super Mario World to Mario 64, arguably still the peak of the formula. Odyssey was incredible. We'll see what's next. And Metroid, which I told you about before, from 2D Super Metroid to first-person Metroid Prime.
I don't think this is what you were saying, but like even Odyssey isn't a jump up from 64. It's just the better upscaled version of it. Like,
so,
but I know that's not what you're saying.
I don't think it's what you're expecting, because I don't think that the next evolution is surface level. It's not the way it looks.
Okay.
But it's the way that it thinks.
I think we're on the same track. I think I'm thinking the same kind of thing.
And without getting too far ahead of myself, it's why I'm so excited for Judas, the upcoming Ken Levine game. And I think that's why it's going to be hard for them to market it. And I'm curious how this is going to play out, because part of the reason I've like kind of become stale with games, it's the same like shallowness. They look prettier, but there's not anything really more deep going on there.
Yeah.
Where Fallout's a great example. So, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is what they're going for with Fallout 5. Because they've always been good at like developing relationships. Your choices matter. Okay, what if you can really get it dynamic? This is like almost an impossible problem, because these people are literally coding options and choices with funnels down a if and thing and whatnot. But I guess true gamer agency, where you feel like you can do anything and impact anything, and
yep,
but it has to be fulfilling and worthwhile. So I don't know what that looks like, but I think that's the direction of the
next. I was probably thinking pretty much the exact same thing, where it's the game itself is not scripted.
Yeah.
You give the game a point A and a point B, and I don't know if it's AI or whatever, but like anything can happen in the middle of that. That is like your unique journey. And the point of the game is to get to that angle or whatever. Or maybe there's like a couple points along the way that it has to connect the dots. But like, yeah, there's no text trees like you were just saying. Like, the game makes stuff up for you, or based on everything that you did. Like, it is uniquely molded around your whole experience. And everyone might get to the same, you know, end scene or whatever. But it's building a brain, or it's just building the shell that you then fill in. It's crazy.
And I, not to hype it up, maybe blow your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
Somebody's gotten close, and maybe they did it.
With what?
Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
That is the heart of why it is not Breath of the Wild DLC.
Yeah.
It is what they were going for with that game. And I think they did achieve it to a certain degree. But the heart of that game is not go through this mission, do this. That's how Zelda games were before. You go into this dungeon, there's a specific puzzle with a specific solution, you get this specific item to use in this specific way, and you make your way through it. And now they have given you an engine where your imagination and your creativity, your logic, whatever, are what are powering the game. And it's so tight and so perfectly engineered that it makes everybody think that they're a genius, that they figured out a way to do it like nobody else, where you have this very unique adventure that you're on.
Yeah.
But you still are eventually going to go to the same end goal.
Right.
So I think that's one version of it, and I think it does kind of exist, and I think that is, like, it's hard to go back from that.
Yeah. That's cool. Also similar to, like, you were saying with Dragon's Dogma, I think, where, like, that there was that troll that, like, tripped and fell and then was, like, holding on through the ravine. Just more stuff like that that is completely random but not broken, you know?
It's just physics.
A unique event to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Physics
and logic to, I'm a model and I can only move in this way. It's where it's so rigid.
Yeah. Less rails.
So yeah, that gets me excited. Low key, GTA 6 is what, like, obviously story engineered, but like, give me a world with an engine for chaos and like, anything can happen. And like, I keep forgetting that that game is coming out, and then it pops back into my head and I'm like, go away in time. So what franchise would you want this evolution to happen in most for you to experience?
I was trying to imagine it in a few different ones. I obviously started with, I was thinking about Fallout when it popped into my head, but then I was thinking of like God of War, and I'm like, just being Kratos. And, but then I was like, I don't know if that works. I think you need the magic of the current God of War games is the story, and you can't just leave that up to chance with AI. You need that game kind of is on rails, and you need that hand holding to make it as special as it is.
I agree completely.
So it's obviously not going to work with everything, but
God of War has evolved in its own unique, incredible way.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So you're right. We are getting these little like micro, evolutions that are going to inspire everyone to make that whole jump across the board. I would love what we're describing in like a Hogwarts Legacy, where they build the world and I just live in it. And it just fills out games and missions and creates characters and stuff for me that is unique to my whole experience.
Sounds like that might be what they're building.
Really?
Live service. You said you want it to never end.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yes, in that sense, yeah. Yeah,
maybe that's the another merger of like live service games where it's not, because Fortnite kind of has that a little bit.
Yeah, no matter what the Hogwarts Legacy team makes, as long as it feels the way that game felt, I will be in.
Yeah.
So if it's like an MMO, if it's the Fallout 76 of Hogwarts Legacy, I will play it 100%.
See, and then you mentioned that, I'm like, see, I need to play Hogwarts. I need to play Jedi Survivor before I jump into Fallout 4.
It's okay. Play Fallout. Ride the wave.
Maybe. We'll see. In time.
These moments are here. We gotta take advantage of them.
We did start playing Cuphead again.
Oh.
Which I don't think you've played yet.
No, I haven't. I really want to.
Dude, it's... Maya does her best, and she always says she does worse than I think she does, but it's insane. You just have to do it over and over and over and over and over until you memorize every movement and every adjustment.
You're playing co-op?
Yeah.
Is the whole game co-op?
Yeah, you play the whole game co-op.
Oh.
I think it increases the difficulty a little bit.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm Mugman and she's Cuphead. I don't know if Taylor would be down for that.
I think she will definitely try. I don't know if we will succeed. Not because of her. I don't know if it'll click, but...
I also want to play it by myself. And then I'm, like, also down to play it with you. Like, I very much like it.
I need to play it. I forget if I own it, but yeah, I'll ask her because it's so cool looking that I need to give it a real shot. Finally.
I was gonna say, this is jumping back. Star Wars Outlaws. I do not see that as an evolutionary engine game.
No,
that's gonna be much more high fidelity. Super fun, but go here, do this
checklist. And that's okay. I think we're still very much in the middle of the golden age of this evolution of games with you know, with the God of Wars and the Jedis and the Horizons and stuff like that, but yeah, what's it called, Outlaws? Yeah, no, I'm that looks like it's going to be good with all of its Jabba the Hutt missions and whatnot.
Did you, so the it came out that the exclusive Jabba the Hutt mission they've been talking about is locked behind the season pass?
Yes.
Which means you either have to get the season pass or get the $110 version.
Yes.
Initially, I was like, yeah, that's pretty messed up. But Ubisoft did respond and say there are a lot of Jabba the Hutt missions. This is just one extra one.
Yeah.
So I now very much interpret this as they just made a bonus Jabba the Hutt mission to try to get you to buy the season pass.
And that's totally fine. Necessary. Yeah.
I'm less mad about it.
The wording might have been intentional at first to maybe get people to pre-order that bonus edition, like right now.
Yeah.
And then as quickly as they could be like, no, that's not what we meant, so that they don't look bad, but they still got some of those pre-orders. I feel like that might have been why that happened, but yeah, no issue. Like, I'm not mad about it. I probably will get the season pass. I'm not going to buy the 110 version, but I'll get the bonus editions or whatever. Yeah.
I think I'm going to get the season pass later.
Well, I mean, whenever that first mission comes out, because it's probably not going to be right at launch, I wouldn't think either, right?
I think the Jabba mission is at launch.
Is it? Okay. I was going to say, season passes are usually things that are like 2 months later, there's this mission, and then two more months, there's this mission. So if that's the case,
it'll be that then. Too.
Yeah.
I think it'll be one thing at the start and then in waves later.
Okay.
So we'll see. I don't care. I'm very excited. I'm excited to... I want more announcements. I feel I think there's going to be a lot for us to talk about coming soon.
Me too. You said you keep trying to tell GTA 6 to get out of your head, but we have games like this to look forward to and stuff until then. Like, we won't be bored until we get to GTA 6.
Yeah, I'm not worried at all.
It's like when you're on when you're on the brink of going on vacation and you almost don't want to leave because you don't want the vacation to like start and end. It's like,
yeah,
I'll enjoy the lead up to GTA 6 as much as I'll enjoy playing it, except GTA 6 will never end, so that's not a good comparison.
Can't wait
at
for
all.
The next 34 years of GTA 6. Yeah,
we'll just have it forever.
Yeah, our grandkids will be playing.
Hell yeah.
Have you ever played Mafia?
No.
Do you know what it is?
Loosely, from whatever you've told me over the years. Maya likes it, right?
She loves it. We still haven't beat the first one, but there's rumors they're going to announce the next Mafia game soon. I'm curious what you think. So the first game set in like the 20s or 30s, I think. Old school, obviously Mafia style, in a made-up city. Second one is in the 40s. So a little bit forward, but still like old school mafia style. And then the third game is in the 70s in like New Orleans. They basically type deal. They totally, they upped the vibe. But question, did you have a question?
Well, they're all like knockoff cities kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Rockstar, right?
No.
Who makes Mafia?
Hangar. 2K Why? Games. It's like something Hangar or something.
Oh, Rockstar's LA Noire.
Published, not even like developed.
I think that's why I'm getting that confused. Okay. Yeah.
The prequel is rumored to be 90s. Yeah, so I think it's 30s, 40s, 70s. This is rumored to be like a 1920s in Sicily.
Prequel. Oh, wow. Ooh.
Going to Italy. And I just think that sounds very, very cool.
That sounds really cool. When did 3 come out?
Ooh, like 20... Let's say like 2015.
What system? PS4?
PS4, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely need these games to be on like the most recent gen for me to even have a chance of like dabbling with it.
Well, they remade the first Mafia. That was an OG PS2 game.
Oh, okay.
Real old school.
So this is just a rumor, the Sicily thing?
It's been rumored, but there's like the rumor that it originally came in. Other things in that rumor have happened and been confirmed.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
What's the like gameplay of Mafia like? Is it
shooter? It's linear missions.
Open world.
It's actually been really no. There's like open world to drive around, but it's like mission to mission. I think the second game is more of an open world.
Okay.
The first one is very OG, dude. It is. If you remember how games used to be, it is OG PS2, insane difficulty. And they made it easier difficulties on the remake, but like we're playing on like original difficulty, where you play one mission 50 times over.
Like Stunt Driver?
Like Stunt Man.
Stunt Man, yeah.
Driver is a different series.
I'm intrigued for this prequel whenever that may come out. Do you think we'll see any announcement of it this summer?
I actually do. I think it might even be the PlayStation Showcase, upcoming PlayStation Showcase. So.
Okay.
Cool. Fingers crossed.
When they hopefully unveil the PlayStation 5 Pro.
The professional PlayStation 5. For professionals like us.
It went to college.
That have podcasts.
Yes.
Last thing I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Have you heard the news?
Probably not. Or maybe. I don't know.
Emulators are now allowed on iOS.
I have heard the news, yes.
Do you understand the implication of the news?
I understand the implication is as endless as it can legally be, but I don't know what you're thinking, possibly.
This goes back to as early, pretty early on of having iPhones, people were like, I want to play Pokemon on my iPhone.
Oh God. Yeah.
And you had to jailbreak your phone. Like people have obviously been doing it and now you can just download an app and play Pokemon on your phone.
Now I said as it can legally be, you can get anything and put it on your phone and then use it on this emulator, right?
Yes, but you're only allowed to play ROMs of games you own. Legally.
Yeah, right.
What, are you gonna download games you don't own?
No. What's wrong with you? No, I won't. But is there a store? What is this app called? Just, I thought I had it like on my front page and now I can't find it.
So I downloaded Delta.
Delta,
that was the one that I saw being recommended by like the Verge and stuff. It got pulled down in the EU or something. People were talking about that, but it's very much alive.
Does it have like a storefront of like legal things? Okay, no. So it's just the emulator that you have to fill in yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have not done that. I have not downloaded a single ROM. I still feel kind of weird about it. But
why?
I don't know. I just do. It's weird.
Well, that's funny that you mention and bring that up, because I don't know if you've watched any of the Pokemon Nick Lock videos yet, but...
Oh my god, yes. Is this custom Pokemon where you're in the game?
It's amazing. Andy is such a freaking talented artist and just wizard. He dug into the ROM or whatever he had and was like replacing the files and the images and stuff to put his words and characters and stuff into it to make it like custom for Nick.
Is that like a thing, or they're just doing this?
What do you mean, is it a thing? Like, can we access it?
Could we do this, or it would be too difficult to have to like design the assets?
We could for sure do it. I don't know if it would look as good. Okay. You know, as good as we can make like pixel art in Minecraft, like,
okay,
yeah, we could totally do it. I think not to take away from him, but like, we could figure out how to dig into the ROM and replace the things. The art is the only issue that it might look kind of ugly, but yeah, we could figure that out and play with it. That'd be fun.
That's funny. I need to watch them do that, 'cause I think that's a great idea. Which
I kind of funny. I feel really guilty that I said, yeah, we could totally do it. 'Cause I know he slaved away at this thing for like weeks trying to get this thing to work.
Really?
So it's not easy, but it's definitely a possibility for us. Someone. It's yeah, exactly. But no, watching it, I was
thank you.
Yeah, please subscribe to Patreon. I want to play Pokemon Red or Blue. I've never played it.
Yeah.
I really
want to play it on my Switch.
I played Let's Go. It's not, I like the feel of these older ones better, and I want to play that.
Gold and Silver are the best.
Yeah.
I want to play Pokemon Crystal.
But if I can play that on here, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I think I might just go for it. I might do, I wonder if there's a way that, I want to play Pokemon Crystal.
What's that? Is that the Gold and Silver, like, Definitive Edition?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I see like screenshots of these games, and it makes me want to cry.
Why?
Because I remember playing Gold, or I had Silver. I remember playing Silver. Also, Silver? You're not going to get better than that. I had Blue, which is my favorite color. And then Silver, like Pokemon Silver, it doesn't get better than that. And the amount of improvements that they did from one to the next, like... That feeling, that in your brain, you remember being a kid and just thinking this is the most incredible thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's so vivid.
Gold and Silver still looked very kind of like old Game Boy kind of look. Okay.
Cool. Oh, yeah. But I think maybe with more color.
Is it a new region?
It is.
Okay. Okay, so there's... Haven't played
Red and Blue.
There's Red and Blue, and then there's Fire Red, and then why is it leaf green or whatever? Like, why they go to green?
Oh, in Japan, green was one of the originals.
Oh. Okay. And then what's yellow?
Red and Blue Definitive.
Okay. Gotcha.
Robin had that one.
Yeah.
Pikachu followed you in that. It was off the anime came out, and then they did yellow. And you had like Pikachu following you.
Okay. Like he was a little companion. Like actually.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Like in that. Let's Go and a lot of the other games now.
Right.
Dude, I can't wait for the new Pokemon on the Switch too. Like, this is a conversation for another day. But pop off.
I think I can be into the 2D Pokemon. I don't know if I'm into 3D Pokemon, but I really want to play the old ones. And
at the beginning,
Yeah, I'll start at the beginning and then maybe work my way through. Why can't I play it on my Switch?
They haven't released them on online yet. Nintendo Switch Online.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Red, blue, yellow. They should all be on there. It should be. They're all here. Maybe they're going to do it this summer. That's like the ones they're holding back. And I want them to do it where like we can. And that's the difference between like playing it on a ROM on your phone. I want to have blue, gold, silver on my Switch. I want to be able to train, trade, and battle online, like with you or whoever, and then transfer those Pokemons into Pokemon Stadium in the N64 app and use my I want all that functionality that they had in the real world physically through all of this.
You want
maybe
the,
that's why it's not out yet.
You want the Assassin's Creed Infinity or whatever it's called for Pokemon.
Yeah, but through different apps, through separate apps, I guess.
Yeah,
but like behind the scenes, link it all together.
Right.
View my save data and link it all together.
There's ways. There's kind of ways, right? It isn't. Haven't you transferred Pokemon like quite far down the line from the beginning before?
I think there's a path to keep your original 1996 Pokemon. I think there's a path.
That's so crazy. I
wish I still had my game.
It's just data. Like, it's this number Pokemon with these stats and this name. Input.
Ones and zeros.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. They're real people.
Real
and
people.
We're real people, and too. And we need your support so that we can continue to make content, including custom Pokemon characters, so that we can play Pokemon together.
Yes.
Apparently. So.
One day.
One day. Anything else? Any other comments that you wanted to leave the fellow people with or in the post show?
No, I think that's all. This was a nice, brisk, but still jam-packed episode of games. I enjoyed it.
Well, we will be back next week with another episode and of all the crazy news that I'm sure will drop between now and then. And every subsequent week here on out. That's why we do this at the end of every week when we can kind of summarize everything that's happened. If there's anything you want us to talk about or you have any topics, ideas, suggestions, anything, send them our way. Continue to check us out on Patreon and Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and everywhere else that you get your podcasts. And
watch all those shorts. Share them with your friends. We started making shorts and they're doing kind of well. So share those and help us grow. Hey, I have one more thing to say. Big news. I'm very excited about this. We got 2 new subscribers.
Hey, thank you, subscribers.
Those shorts got us 2 new subscribers. So that's super awesome.
Welcome. Well, thank you for subscribing. Like our videos so that more people can see them and share them with all your friends.
Yes.
But with that said, this has been another episode of Game Chat Tonight with the Huber Rebels. My name is Ethan.
My name is Jordan.
Welcome to the Rebellion.